We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast. Here on a Tuesday, we are presented by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. The beer of the month here at the DNVR bar is the Avalanche Amber Ale. Get it while it's hot. You can get that here at the DNVR bar, corner of Colfax and York. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out their beer locator online. Just type in your zip code. Shows you exactly where to get Breckenridge Brewery. My guest on the Denver Sports Podcast this week, my guy, Mitch Carroll, who does a lot of things for us here at DNVR, but pertaining to this conversation, he is our Rapids expert. You can catch him on the DNVR Rapids podcast.
That's right.
Covering the team. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I love TDSP. I'm a TDSP truther, and I'm so excited to be on this side of it.
Yeah.
And not just a viewer.
So well, I'm excited to have you on because the Super Bowl just happened.
Correct.
And we all know what happens when football season ends. We turn our attention to soccer.
Correct.
That's what we do here.
My cheeky tweet from the Rapids account was, it's now football season.
so good. but the Rapids, they've had a very eventful offseason.
Yes.
We're going to go over it in entirety. I'm going to get Mitch's top five storylines from this offseason and why he thinks you should be excited about the Rapids this year because the opener... First game of the season is the 24th, coming up next weekend at home versus Portland.
Away to Portland. Soccer does it weird. They put the other team.
Oh, it's away?
Yeah, they're the only team. They're the only sport that puts the home team first.
Okay.
I mean, this has happened in our scheduling and in our like internal communications. And yeah, it's one of the dumb things about soccer.
But Mitch is here to educate me about the Rapids and how the MLS does its schedule.
Yep.
Because I'm a very amateur soccer fan.
Sure.
I'm a very casual fan. I'll get into soccer at times. I'll get into it for, you know, big Premier League games, Champions League, World Cup. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
You know, huge World Cup guy.
Big
but
World Cup guy.
The MLS I've been late on. And so I'm glad you're here to educate me and let me know what's up.
Yeah, look, the MLS, it's a young league, right?
Yeah.
It's really easy to jump into a league like, say, the Premier League, where you have teams that have played each other 80 times,
yes.
100 times. You know, rivalries that go back five generations, right? It's really easy to jump into that. The MLS one, it's, you know, not always easy to find games. They've had trouble locking down TV deals. You know, mm-hmm. occasionally you can find a Saturday game on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now with the arrival, obviously, of Messi, with Apple jumping in, with probably the most affordable and valuable season pass deal, I think, in American sports.
Yeah. It does seem like the MLS has figured out their
yes.
TV deal, streaming deal, whereas yeah. a lot of other leagues are kind of...
It's $100 for the season.
At a crux with that.
That's it. You get every single game, no local blackouts.
Which is huge.
All the teams put their own internal content... Which, if you're a Rapids fan or a curious Rapids fan, they actually care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they launched last year, a lot of teams just had whatever. Like,
yep.
Chicago, no hate on our guys at Chicago Fire. I'm actually excited for your season. They just put up highlights from 2 years before with no context.
That seems like some hate.
Yeah, the Rapids have their internal crew led by Drew Moore, Jordan Angeli, a bunch of really talented people putting out interviews, team history, interviewing leaders from the supporters group and stuff like that. And so not only are you getting every game on replay, goal highlight videos,
yeah,
all that stuff, you're getting weekly updates, you're getting interviews. It's all for $100. It's on Apple. It's on your phone. It's so easy. For $100, 100% great value.
Yeah. And from my world, like the NBA is having some issues negotiating its TV deal right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows what it's going to look like. So it's interesting how the MLS has kind of just nailed their deal and has exactly like their vision streamlined. It's actually a little impressive.
Helps to have the most famous athlete on the planet in your league.
Absolutely.
Having Messi around has been very healthy for Apple's margins.
Yeah.
But yeah, PIDs, man.
Well, I was going to say maybe the Rapids haven't put up a lot of their highlights on their website and on their Apple TV channel from last year because there weren't a lot to put up.
It was so tough, dude.
The Avs went 5-17-12 last year. 5 wins, 17 losses, 12 draws. They were last place in the Western Conference. Mm. It was a really bad year.
It was so bad.
That's Harrison. Putting it lightly.
It was so bad.
How do you sum up last season? How do you sum up what happened last year?
To me, last year was... Okay, so we have to go back even a couple years before 2023. 2021, they were top of the West.
Mm-hmm.
It happened on decision day, right? So it was like the right things had to happen for them to finish at the top of the West. But they were. They finished top of the West. It was a team that was probably greater than the sum of its parts. The right guys in the right places. Clutch goals from guys that maybe weren't the stars. And that was great. Rolling into 2022, I think expectations were really high, but they dropped a lot of games early. Guys like Jack Price, who was their longtime captain, he got hurt. Someone else got hurt. Lose points here, lose points there. You end up missing the playoffs in the last, I think they were eliminated with 3 games left
mm-hmm.
in 2022. You can chalk it up to injuries. Diego Rubio had tied the single season record for goals that year with 16, so there was stuff to be interested in. And then last year, I think they just, and I don't know this, this isn't from any conversations, and we've talked to a lot of the guys over there, but it felt like they were trying to keep that 2021 magic going. And instead of confusing that as either like a baseline or like a marginal above baseline,
yeah.
I think it was a peak, right? And mm-hmm. it's hard to sustain a peak. Because you can't, that's the peak, right?
Well, I mean, you see that with a lot of teams across a lot of different sports. Mm-hmm. You have success, and you just think if you run it back, you can just keep the ball rolling in the same direction.
Right.
But a lot of times, that's not the case.
They were leaning on a lot of vets, yep. you know, a lot of guys over 30, which, again, that's not old in real life, but when you have guys coming out of academies at 18, 19, 20... And some of the most talented players in the world, like Barcelona's running out a kid who's 16. You know, mm-hmm. like the margin for error for an older guy gets injured. You know, and it was really, you know, Jack Price, again, like we're going to probably talk about him. He's going to come up a lot. He was kind of the grinder, defensive midfielder, set piece taker, fiery British guy, huge beard, kind of crazy eyes. Like fans loved him. He missed the first couple games, comes in against Minnesota, tears his Achilles in minutes.
Mm.
Minutes. Out for the season.
Yeah.
So you're already down your best, maybe not best player technically, but the guy that why the engine is running.
Right.
And
your engine. Right. I love that soccer term.
Yeah.
Every team's got an engine. I love
and
that.
And he was definitely the engine. Then Diego Rubio is your other engine. He only gets, I believe, 2 or 3 goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I can't remember that stat now. I've looked at it 100 times.
Well, it was less than 6 because right. Cole Bassett led the team in scoring with 6 goals.
Yeah, and so it was just, it was a whole bunch of trying to get these guys back into places that maybe it just wasn't going to work. Robin Fraser, he was a MLS Defender of the Year.
Yeah,
he's one of the best MLS players of all time, a good coach. I think he's going to get another job next offseason or if someone gets fired midseason. Great guy. Plays a pretty boring style of soccer. The Pits played 6-0-0 games at home last year.
Wasn't it a case where like they didn't score their first goal for a while last year?
Yeah, we were like, are we going to score today? It became a bit that we did not. We don't want to have that bit on the DNVR Rapid Show. It was so bad.
Mitch, I really do commend you and Dwayne and Yaya, another one of our producers who covers our Rapids and is on the DNVR Rapids podcast, for your your diehard coverage. Because if I had been covering a team that had not scored goals in multiple games in a row, I don't know what I would have done.
Shout out to you guys. And then even beyond that, like the 6-0 games at home, whatever, you get a point out of those, right? Like that tying is not bad, right? I think
except when it's 0-0. That kind of feels like a loss.
Fans don't want to watch it. But they also lost the Rocky Mountain Cup, right? And the Rocky Mountain Cup, it's not an official trophy, but it's something put on between the two supporters groups. There's a council, they meet, they set the parameters. It's a very big deal to Rapids supporters and Salt Lake supporters. Mm-hmm. They played them in the U.S. Open Cup on a Saturday. They lost at home to RSL. They play RSL that on Wednesday at home. They lose to RSL twice in a week at home to your biggest rivals.
Yep.
They got swept in the Rocky Mountain Cup. And actually, the last game they lost in Salt Lake in August, they put up a TIFO of a dumpster fire, huge banner, you know, held up by the top of the rafters in front of the supporters group with a dumpster fire with a Rapids logo on it. And they absolutely bodied top to bottom, from socials, TIFOs, play, everything went Salt Lake's way last year. That was when Robin Fraser lost his job. Mm-hmm. That's when a lot of the homegrown guys like Cole Bassett really were like, okay, this isn't okay.
Right.
He leaves, and that was the low point. August, season ends in October. That was the low point. Chris Little takes over in the interim. And the vibes were actually kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
You knew you weren't in it. You knew you were still bottom, but then
you get the new coach in there. You get a little renewed energy. I mean, that's something we've seen a lot throughout, you know, all leagues. When you get new, like, blood in the coach's seat, sometimes you just get an instant injection of life.
Yeah. You know, he won a couple games, lost more than he won. You know, it wasn't like they went undefeated under Little or anything like that. But Cole Bassett was stepping up. He scored a bunch of goals at the end of the season. He took on more of like a, I mean, he was 21 at the end of the season. He's a kid.
Yep.
But he was taking on, I'll talk to the media after games. He's the local kid. We saw a noticed difference in energy, different around the club. So when you say like going into the offseason was not the low point, luckily, because they didn't drag that out, right? It hit a rock bottom. Porik Smith, GM and team president, fires Fraser after that RSL loss. And like, I don't ever want anyone to lose a job. I don't want people to get fired. These are people with jobs and families. Sure. But it was the right move.
Yeah, you got to call it like it is.
And so they were able to go in on the up. Now, they were going up from the basement. Right.
So it wasn't rock bottom.
But it wasn't the bottom.
Okay.
And so when you can go into that knowing you have a clean slate, you can hire anyone. You can bring in new players. Within minutes of that last game, though, and this goes back to the Diego Rubios, the Jack Prices, the guys that carried the best team in recent memory, literally within 5 minutes of the last whistle, Rubio and Price were on Twitter saying, thanks, Rapids fans. It's been great.
Hmm. They knew they were done.
There was no doubt they were out. Porik Smith wants young, athletic, high upside guys that you can sell at more than you paid.
Sure.
Because that's how you can sustain a team like the Rapids, who do not have the funding of a LAFC, Seattle Sounders, NYCFC, who's part of the Manchester City group. So you need to bank on these high upside guys. And when you have underperforming vets putting up bad stats in a stadium full of very angry fans, It was just a complete disaster.
Yeah.
All levels. The fans, do you want to talk about the fan walkout now? Do we have a sec, or do we need to jump to an ad?
We can talk about it. Let's talk about it. So what game was this after? Or what game was this during?
This was,
you can see it right there. This is where
this was against New England.
And this is where, you know, the diehard supporters sit every game or stand.
This was September 18th. So C38, shout out to C38. Great. They throw the best tailgate in Denver sports. They have buses from the DNVR bar. They stand, they go crazy. Those are the two sections behind the goal, the section with those signs and the section to the right where people are standing. This was, they actually, what's funny is they got their first win in over 2 months in this game. Mm-hmm. They literally hadn't won since July, and it was September 18th. They hadn't won since July 8th. They walk out. The badge, the players, the fans deserve better. Because the fans did deserve better. They were getting no goals at home. They were losing. Season ticket prices went up, I think, 10% going into that season.
That's crazy.
The food.
Out of everything you just said, that might be the craziest. The audacity to raise ticket prices after that season.
You know, Dick's Sporting Goods Park, not noted for its modernity. In terms of modernity, other modernness.
Yeah.
Did I just make up that word? I feel like that's a word.
I feel like I knew what it meant. So I'm, but, you know, I'm cool with
it's,
it.
It's, you know, it's Aramark concessions.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
we're used to that.
$17 tall cans.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like you're getting value. And like, if you're paying X dollars per seat for your season tickets at the start, you could go on Game Time and get like $4 tickets last year.
Yeah.
Right. So no one's getting their value. They're fed up. They've been bad. Obviously, they've won a cup in 2010, but outside of that, 2021 being the one seed and losing their first playoff game was the peak, right? Sure. So they're completely fed up. The team has run its course with Frazier and the roster, and they walked out. And really, I think what happened is they really did, whether or not I think Kroenke will admit it or Pork Smith will admit it or anyone involved.
Well, I think I know where you're going with this, but how was this received by the people that matter?
It was a low point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say this. I talk to everyone I can when I'm there, whether that's marketing, digital, anybody, mm-hmm. comms, front office, coaching, whoever I can talk to. Actually, one of the players was out and he was standing up on the railing, you know, behind the other goal. There's like a walkway that you can stand and watch the game. And I was talking to him. People were walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
For a couple months, you know, maybe not a couple months. That might be strong. A couple weeks, right? Because when Josh hears about it, right? When Josh Kroenke hears about it, uh-oh, right? Like, the Raptors need to be a checklist in the Kroenke system, right? Yeah. Obviously, you're not the Rams. You're not the world champion Nuggets. You're not the Avs. You're not Arsenal, right? It's one of the biggest revenue drawing clubs on the planet. And all of a sudden, if you're no longer just a checklist, if you're a bullet point in a meeting,
right?
You're getting phone calls. If you're checking in on why is this department not doing its job? Why is this department failing? Why are these fans mad about this XYZ? It was a scary point. And I don't think anyone will admit it. Cause why would you? But it was a very low point across the board.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I feel like covering the Nuggets for so long,
you saw that.
I know what matters really to Josh Kroenke. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about how Rapids fans view the Kroenkes a little later. And I think they view them a lot differently than Nuggets or Avs fans do. Or, you know, Rams or Arsenal or whatever other team that he owns do. But seeing that picture, I know that must have really pissed Josh off. Because those are the types of things I feel like really affect him and he actually cares about. Like, he might not be too involved in the Rapids day to day, but I guarantee you something like that really got to him.
Well, and then beyond that, like, if you've been out to Dick's, there's a lot of land around Dick's, not Rocky Mountain Arsenal or whatever it's called with the wildlife refuge behind them, but literally just there's like the fire department and like Commerce City Police and all that stuff's right there. But outside of that, there's just a lot of land.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be Victory Crossing. Right, that's supposed to be mixed use, like apartments above it, bars, food before the games, like fans could go and have an experience. That sign went up, I think, in 2008. Mm-hmm. Future home of Victory Crossing.
Sure.
And that's just been the joke forever. You know,
it's still just the sign.
They took the sign down because someone put up a picture of it, and it made its rounds. And then this offseason, I think in December, maybe November, Kroenke had representatives at a Commerce City Council meeting, and Victory Crossing, the wheels have started turning again. Mm. Does that mean it's going to get finished? Does it mean it's going to be the promises?
Well, they've got a couple real estate projects there, right. So like, slowly making moves on.
Right.
These days.
So like, whatever that is,
long term
is what it is. But the fact that like anything, you saw things that weren't in motion get in motion.
Yeah.
Right.
There's momentum.
Yeah.
Across all aspects of the organization.
And then you turn from that and you really do see an aggressive offseason.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the first time because they've made big moves before, but this was the first where it was like, big move. Oh, okay, cool. They're still not great. Mm-hmm. Big move, big move, big move. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa. So fans were heard. Kroenke's starting to at least get the ball rolling on some things. Could this be a fun season this year?
Right.
Right? Like, could this be, and I've said this on the pod 100 times. I want them to be interesting.
Sure.
You can be good. You can work on good.
That's all you can hope for a rebuilding team on the rise.
Yes.
Maybe they're not going to be at the top of the league, but correct, if they're interesting and fun to watch, that is like the number one requirement.
You can get to good eventually.
Yeah.
But you can't be bad and boring.
Exactly.
You can be bad and interesting, but bad and boring is a death blow, and it struck. You saw some like 14,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think capacity is just under 18, but you notice when 4,000 are missing from a one level stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and they tried some, like, you know, one of the big things last year, and I think this is what really tipped the scales on the fans. The new addition was a VIP section behind the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like standing room, more expensive food trucks.
Sure. A Lexus Club.
How does that, that increase the value? Now, we've been to a couple games down there. We went to a Rapids 2 game and we went to a regular season game with a bunch of DNVR people. It's great. It's a great experience.
Sure.
Totally understand if you have groups that want to go and you can take over the picnic tables, hang out, you're right behind the action. You see the players walk through the section in and out at start of the game, halftime, end of game. But it wasn't the problem with the people who will show up and care and spend every week listening to DNVR Rapids and then listening to Holding the Highline and then listening to the C38 pod and then going to the game. Those people don't care about a VIP section. They care about value. They care about having a good time at the park. And I know they've been heard. I know the conversations have happened, but I think they made an impact.
Sure. It was a really interesting offseason, just gathering from, you know, what you've told me. They've totally remade this team.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new coach. It does seem like they're going to be fun and interesting and potentially good this season.
Yeah.
So I want to get into all of that after this break here, and I want you to kind of run down what's happened this offseason and all the changes that have been made. First, though, got to shout out Bet365, Never Ordinary. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe every sport should be epic. Can you bet on, what's the Rapids bet you're liking this year?
Honestly, value alone, plus 10,000 MLS Cup.
Okay.
Honestly. I'm not kidding.
I should have known, Kel.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Plus 10,000, that is going to drop.
It could be a good,
throw 10 bucks on it.
A good bet to have in your portfolio and then, you know, maybe take the cash out eventually.
Yeah.
Or maybe they win it.
But honestly, just bet them game to game.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, just bet them game. They have a tough schedule to start after 4th of July. They are going to have a much easier road. And I think you can really find some value game to game on them because they're going to score goals.
What's Portland like, the opener?
Portland fired their coach. They had some...
On the road, too.
On the road, in Portland.
The Timbers.
They had... They lost some of their longtime guys. They had some organizational problems in terms of, like, some harassment in the workplace. A guy that kind of oversaw both the Portland Thorns, which is an NWSL team, and the Timbers.
Yeah.
He's out. They brought in Neville from Miami, who used to be coaching Miami. They're kind of in a place where it's like,
it sounds like a good opportunity to steal a road win.
And on look, week one. I'll tell you this: any player that was on the team last year and is on the team now is going into that with like, they lost 4-0 in Seattle last year, and it wasn't that close.
Okay.
To open the season.
All right.
So let's do it. I would bet. I'm going to be betting on it because I've seen them practice together. I've heard tales from practice. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
They're going to score. So let's go.
There you go. Download the Bet365 app. Use code DMVR365. When you sign up, you can bet on the MLS. You can bet on the NBA and the Nuggets. NHL, all sports. It's where we bet here at DNVR. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Also, shout out to Factor. If you guys have a busy life, if you're running around every day and don't have time to cook up really good, healthy meals, check out Factor Meal Kits. No joke, Factor is awesome. I got hooked up with a bunch of Factor meals a couple months ago. I think I got like 8 or 9 or 10 in the mail. Like 10 days later, they were all gone. You just stick them in your fridge, put them in the microwave for 2 minutes. Boom, they're ready to go. They're not frozen. They're fresh. They taste great. Healthy ingredients. And it feels like you're getting a pretty gourmet meal compared to every other, you know, frozen or refrigerated pre-made meal that I've had. Great stuff. Head to factormeals.com/DNVR50. You can get 50% off your order from Factor. It's a massive discount. Code DNVR50 at factormeals.com to get 50% off.
God, what a deal.
If you don't have a lot of time, if you work a lot, if you're doing a lot of stuff in your daily life, Factor Meals is what you need. It can just make the whole meal prep process just so much easier, so much, you know, less hassle. It's a great option for those of you who are really busy throughout your daily lives. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast with Harrison Wind, joined by Mitch Carroll of DNVR Rapids. So this offseason, there was a lot of change. Coming off a terrible year, fan support, you know, dwindled a little bit. We had the walkout that we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
The vibes were down, although, you know, towards the end of the season after they made the coaching change, some positives for sure.
Yeah.
But there was a ton of change this offseason. A new coach.
Let's talk
it
about
it. Sounds like an entirely new roster. Where do you want to start with? New coach?
I want to start with the coach because that was the first, before any players were, there were some outbounds, right? We talked about Jack Price and Diego Rubio saying they were gone immediately.
Yeah.
Literally immediately, right? So there's a coaching search. And what's interesting about the MLS is they end, you know, it ends in November with the MLS Cup. The Rapids were out in October.
Mm-hmm.
So you have October, November, all of December. And then the international window opens up January 1st through the end of the month. So long off season,
right?
Lots to prepare for. Need a coach. You hear a lot of names connected. None of them are, you know, you're not getting the name guys. You're not getting guys that may have coached, you know, Mexico before, like Tati's the coach in Miami. You're not getting some guy, buddy like that. But I think the sentiment among fans was, we're just going to get some, either a retread, someone who's fallen out of 2, 3, 4 MLS places. We're going to get some guy from the USL, one of, you know, the lower soccer leagues in America, or like an assistant no one's ever heard of.
Yeah. And I wouldn't blame fans for thinking that way, just they based should. Off the position the Rapids were in.
Absolutely fair.
Yeah.
You hadn't, but then all of a sudden some names started popping up. Jack Wilshere, he was a longtime Arsenal midfielder.
Sure.
Has some pretty crazy goals. In plays, he was the coach of the Arsenal Academy team, the under-18s, like the last team in the academy, basically before you jump up to the first team.
And the connection there is obviously
is Grunk,
the Arsenal one,
right? And that's Josh. Josh spends a lot of time in Arsenal, and I don't know if a lot of people believe that because, especially Rapids fans, think he's just completely absent. And to be fair, I've never seen him there, so maybe they're right. But you started seeing, okay, maybe they are playing some ball here, right? And you saw a couple names come through that were names that were assistants here and there. He's an assistant in Charlotte, stuff like that. But they were like, oh, that guy will be a head coach, though. It's it's not like, I'm trying to think of an NBA comp for like an out-of-the-blue assistant hire. It wasn't going to be that.
I mean, in the NBA, there's articles published all the time that are like, these are, you know, the 20 potential next head coaches.
Yeah.
Five of them are like the retreads, the Doc Riverses of the world.
Correct.
Vinny Del Negro. Yes. Now he'll probably be back at some point. But most of them are the hot, young, offensive-minded assistant
this
who's,
was a Darvin,
who's looking, you know, to break through.
It was a lot of Darvin Hams.
Yeah.
You know, guys.
Yeah, Darvin Ham was in that category. Although
right, and now he's not good. But I mean, in terms of where his prospects were.
Sure.
That was the finalist. And then there was Chris Armas, who got the job. He, so Jesse Marsh is a, you know, pretty famous American manager. He was at Leeds in the Premier League. He was at Leipzig under Red Bull in Germany. And they played together in the MLS on the Chicago Fire. They were in midfield together. And he was his assistant. When Jesse got the job in Germany, Chris Armas took over in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Supporters Shield. They were the one seed in the East that year. Each year got a little worse, but not bad. You know, they didn't have like a bad season. And then he left and goes to Toronto in 2020, which is COVID year. MLS is back, you know, totally strange. Can't really do a season, right? Because soccer seasons are all about the aggregate.
Yeah.
Can't force that into a one-month tournament, couple-month tournament where everyone's playing on a neutral field.
Sure.
But it went poorly. I think he was 3-11 when he got fired. It was truly one of the worst MLS reigns for a head coach on paper, if you don't include COVID context and new roster and all that stuff. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. He goes overseas. He's an assistant at Manchester United under Ralf Rangnick, who didn't stay at Manchester United, but is a well-respected coach. He's been rumored to take over Real Madrid this summer. Like, pretty well-respected coach. He called Chris Armas and offered him a job. So Armas is there, and he's helping coach Cristiano Ronaldo and, you know, some pretty big names.
Yeah.
Jesse Marsh gets the job at Leeds in the Premier League. Not ironically, but coincidentally, the biggest rival of Manchester United, or close to it. And he's there under Marsh. And then, you know, so I think there's value in going and learning under the best.
Well,
and
I mean,
the best environments and with the best players.
If the higher ups at Manchester United think you're qualified enough to be on their staff, you've got to be doing something right. You've got to at least know what you're doing a little bit, right?
Absolutely. There's no doubt. I mean, Chris is one of the better MLS players that has played.
Uh-huh.
He was a good MLS player. But, you know, he got the Ted Lasso jokes, you know, stuff like that. Like,
oh, is that the kind of guy he is?
He's a players guy.
Oh, love it.
He's a players guy. So there were some Ted Lasso jokes, and, you know, the Brits don't take any Americans seriously in soccer world.
Right. Well, we're a joke. We're a joke to the sport.
It was an uphill battle. We can get into that on a different episode of TDSP. But I think he went and learned a lot. I really do. I think you really learn a lot when you see, I mean, going to Carrington, which is the training facilities at Manchester United, every day, right? The history around there, the players that have played in there.
Just being around that, you for sure soak up a lot of that knowledge, I'm sure.
So he gets the job. You know, he plays attacking, pressing football. Like, mm-hmm. It's vertical game. It's a fast game. It's an intense game. And when you have a guy like Porg Smith in charge of the roster, he wants to play fast, physical. He wants to run teams into the ground. You're playing at elevation.
Yeah, I heard about that. 5280.
Yes. You're playing at elevation, not altitude. That's another insider thing from DNVR Rapids there. And so the fit stylistically was obvious from the start. Were fans happy that they got a guy who may have come off the worst MLS experience for a head coach ever? Not at all.
Well, that's what I remember. I remember when the news broke, the general sentiment was Chris Armas?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But with the context that you put it in, I mean, I can see why he was hired.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Chris is a personal guy, personable guy. When we went to the first press conference with him, like when they introduced him, it was a couple weeks after he was hired. Our guy Keith Richards over at Nuts and Bolts Sports, he was just walking up the stairs and Chris was walking by, goes, "Hey, Keith." And Keith's like, "What?" Yeah, how do you know who I am? Yeah. Like, you know, like, he learned everyone's name from the start. When his interview came around, he wasn't just talking about what the best version of the Rapids could be. He was talking about what this version of the Rapids could be and how you can make this version eventually grow into the best version.
Gotcha.
Right? And I think a lot of coaches mess up there where it's like, "Oh, well, you guys just had the worst season you've had. I'm just going to come in, and if we do this, this, and this, we're going to be great." But he was like, "Look, you have these players. These are the guys I need to make better and get better results with." And his plan was so all-encompassing. He asked to have other departments in on the interview. Department leads, comms, marketing. People that are affected by his team's performance and his performance as head coach. Sure.
So it seems like there's a synergy now organization-wide.
We had him on the show, and then we had a meet and greet downstairs. You have the Rapids 2 GM, you have the Rapids GM, you have their head of scouting, you have like just everyone involved with the Rapids was just hanging out at the DMVR bar downstairs.
Yeah.
I go downstairs, and it was the first time I swear that these guys looked happy.
Yeah. And you haven't seen that in a while.
In months. Yeah. They all were just having a great time, chatting up, having beers together. And you could just feel that now we're aligned. Now, whether or not you agree with Porg Smith's plan, because plenty of people have had objections to how he wants to build a team, the only way to build a successful team is to be aligned from top to bottom.
Gotcha.
And so that's when it really starts kicking off. Sign Chris Armas, first player in. This kid, Omir Fernandez from Red Bull, he's their first free agent signing. But he played for Chris. He knows Chris. He's had conversations with Chris. He has scored huge goals against NYCFC, which I think was a huge part of bringing him in, is do you show up in the derbies? Do you show up when the fans want it the most?
Sure. And are you going to show up in those rivalry matches that we didn't show up in
where they years? Got wasted in.
Yeah.
Just smoked. It was, I don't want to relive the RSL stuff. It was truly that bad.
Yeah.
But so you bring him in. Awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Let's go. Then all of a sudden you start seeing some rumors of names. Zach Steffen, right? Mm-hmm. He was on the US men's national team as a keeper. He eventually lost the job to another guy in the Premier League, but he went from Columbus to Manchester City, right? Now he's not going to beat out Ederson, who's the best goalkeeper in the world, but he played some tournament games. But they loaned him down to Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough is one of those clubs that goes promotion, relegation, promotion, like up and down.
Sure.
But still one of the best 30 clubs in England, right? Good place to be. Put up some okay numbers, had a surgery over last summer, didn't play a ton. Rapids get him from Manchester City for $0. $0. Now there's performance bonuses. I'm sure they'll have to pay some money if he's good, has shutouts. Mm-hmm. X amount of starts, whatever. But that's about as good a business as you can do there.
Sounds like it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a very good player for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sure, you can pay down the road, whatever, because if he's good, you're paying, and that means you're being good, so it's worth paying.
Yeah.
Then you see Georgi Mihailović. It's a tough name. He's a Serbian-American, another borderline U.S. men's national team guy. He went over to AZ Alkmaar. Pretty sure I said that right. Those Dutch teams and those, you know, the English teams, I can at least pronounce the weird names, but or the you know, the Gillinghams and whatever. But
yeah,
AZ Alkmaar again doesn't live up to that contract. He was great at Montreal in the MLS. I think he had 36 goals and assists combined over two seasons. Great. That would be, he would have been the best player on the Rapids by a mile in those years. So they bring him over on a club record, $3 million signing. And all of a sudden you're like, okay.
We're building something.
We
here.
Are cooking right now. Right? You're bringing in some big guys. And then the icing on the cake is Sammy Vines, who is a homegrown kid. He's another guy who jumped over to Europe, did not have a good experience. They literally had whether it was a computer error or some sort of error led to Sammy Vines not being included on their Champions League roster. Because they just didn't list him on the roster. Mm-hmm. They made a mistake and left him off. So he doesn't get to play in the Champions League. So he's frustrated.
But he's a Champions League level player.
He was in the rotation in those last friendlies before that Winter World Cup in Qatar. He was in the rotation, broke his leg in one of those friendlies.
Gotcha.
So he was like, he's another guy. Fringe national team guy. Fan favorite. Vines. Vinesy. Sammy. Everyone loves this kid. Now he's back too.
Gotcha.
And so you brought back a fan favorite. You've brought back guys that you know have been so good in the MLS. Didn't work over there. I don't really care about over there. I don't care about the Dutch league, right? I don't care about the Belgian league.
Yeah.
I care about the Rapids. I care about the Rapids being good and getting players that can play the MLS game, be used to these crazy travel days, right? The longest away day in England happened this weekend, 1,200 miles.
Okay.
Okay, 1,200 miles. That's not a short trip. But from the Rapids to Salt Lake, that's 1,100 miles almost, yeah. Right? So like, and that's like the shortest trip.
Right.
So, you know, you have to be prepared for these long travel days, a long season, just a different style of play. And so they've brought in guys that can immediately contribute to that.
Yeah. Love that. Love to hear that. We got to hit another break. I want to get into some other key players on this roster, what you think some of the top storylines are heading into this season as well on the other side here. First, though, guys, right now is the perfect time to sign up to be a DNVR diehard. We've got tons of DNVR events year-round as well, but of course we've got takeovers with Nuggets and Avs season here. During Broncos season, we've got the tailgates, and you can actually get discounted tickets to all those events by becoming a DNVR diehard. How you do that, go to thednvr.com. You can sign up to become a DNVR diehard. $6.67 a month, billed annually. That's how much it costs for a one-year membership. And again, you get discounts, 20% off all the events that we do. You get access to the Diehards Only Discord channel. You get exclusive merch. You get a physical Diehard ID card. If you're a real Denver sports fan, then you will become a DNVR diehard. It's what everybody's doing now. So get on board. Go to thednvr.com. You can get discounts to all our events. Tons of awesome stuff included with a DNVR diehard membership.
Let me send you a shirt.
Yes. Mitch also does all the merchandise for DNVR and like All City Network.
That's right.
He wears a lot of hats in this company.
Let me send you your free shirt, please. I want to. That means you signed up and you're part of the fan.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Game Time, the best place to get tickets for concert shows, sporting events. If you're looking for Nuggets tickets, Avs tickets, whatever sport in Denver, you can get it on the Game Time app. You can use code DNVR when you sign up. Get $20 off your purchase from Game Time. That's on your first purchase. Terms apply. But again, create an account, redeem code DNVR. For $20 off your first purchase, download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
You can basically get a free ticket to the season opener on Game
Time. What's the price on it?
I mean, tickets are as low as $19, but you can get, if you want to buy the $21 tickets, you can basically get a dollar ticket.
Yeah, and then you get, you know, $20 off. There you go. So there you go. All right, back here on the Denver Sports Podcast, Harrison Wynn, joined by Mitch Carroll of our DNVR Rapids team. Mitch, you got me excited about this Rapids season already.
New coach.
Plays a really fun style. Really aggressive, physical style that seems like it's tailor-made to be played.
Energy drink soccer.
At 5,280 feet. Energy drink soccer. That's great. If I was the Rapids, I'd steal that. If I was the Rapids marketing department. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Influx of new players.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other storylines that you're thinking about heading into this season?
So the Euro Redemption Tour is kind of we've dubbed this team, and I say we as in all of kind of the little Rapids media here in town,
yeah,
as something to prove FC.
Okay.
Right.
Would also take that if I was the Rapids marketing department.
You're looking for guys that all those guys we listed 2 years ago did not think they would be a part of the Colorado Rapids this year.
Right.
All of them. And they're all good players that are here, right? All those guys we talked about coming in, they're going to be impact guys. But none of them thought they would be here, right? And even if their goal is to not be here, the only way that happens is if they come out and they win and they score goals. So can we turn that level of something to prove? Like, can they prove it?
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not picking the Rapids to win the cup, although plus 10,000, might as well go for it.
Might as well.
But if it's all up, it's all last year was as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
Right? So it's all up from here. Who is going to be the players that step up and do that? Who's going to be the leaders of that? Right? Is Mihailovic going to be worth that club record signing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is Cole Bassett ready to make that level? You know, he's trying to make the Olympics roster this summer.
Yeah. It's
pretty much all under 23 guys. So can he make an impact in this first half of the season and be in Paris playing for the Stars and Stripes?
Yeah. Here's a question for you on Cole Bassett, though. How important do you think it is in the MLS to develop homegrown talent and have those guys kind of be somewhat the cornerstone of your team?
It's I can't even really put how important it is.
It's integral,
you're especially saying. For clubs like the Rapids. Is it important for LAFC? No. Is it important for Miami?
So the same, you know, small market, organic team developing approach in a lot of different sports that we see, that is crucial to a team in a position like the Rapids.
Mostly because they're free.
Right.
Right? You're not spending millions of dollars just to sign them to a contract.
Sure.
They're up. They're in your system. They've played with your development team. You know, they've been loaned out to lower leagues, or, you know, they've spent time on the bench. They've spent time around your coaching staff, your GM. You have an intimate knowledge of how good they are. And when that hits, it's a lottery ticket, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some of the biggest signings from MLS to Europe are homegrowns.
Right.
Right. And all of a sudden, that is 100% profit. You sell a guy to a club in England or somewhere for $10 million. Well, if you bought that guy for 3 or 4 or 5, sure, you still made a healthy profit.
Yeah.
But you didn't make 10 off of him like you can if a homegrown hits. So a guy like Cole, who they did loan over there, didn't go great, came back. I mean, I've talked to him. He wants to play in Europe. Like, there's,
I mean, I've got to think every player
he wants
in
to be
his
a
position
Premier League
would.
Guy. He wants to be at the top. And man, if you can turn these guys, another guy that we could maybe talk about is Darren Yappe, who's a homegrown striker. He didn't score an MLS goal last year, and he was in that rotation. And you look at him, he's built like an NFL wide receiver, like a superstar NFL wide receiver. Huge, physical. Down the road, you can see him playing against more physical leagues, bigger athletes, better athletes, best players. It's been rough for him. But if this season, if you turn that chip in, even if you sell him domestically or to Mexico, that just allows you to make these other moves like the Mihailoviches and the Vines and the and being able to build a roster on free money.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
And so guys like Cole, and then the supporters culture too, like C38. These are all Colorado people, right? They are, you see, they go to other games. They go to they're Nuggets fans, they're Broncos fans.
Absolutely.
They're out there at all these games, early season in the cold, tailgating with jackets and gloves on, jumping up and down when a goal happens. And when it's a Denver kid, right? When it's someone who knows what it means to go to a Rapids game and to go through the grind of watching the MLS, it means that much more.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
The Colorado kids, the homegrowns, it just hits a little different.
Yeah. Okay, so what other storylines are going to potentially sway this Rapid season in one direction or another?
An interesting one. We had a guy come from Real Salt Lake to the Colorado Rapids. Doesn't happen. I think it's maybe happened 2 or 3 times ever.
So you're just talking about a guy going from one rival team to another.
Doesn't happen in soccer. It's almost you don't do that.
It's like Johnny Damon going from the Red Sox to the Yankees and cutting his hair.
Like, I don't think a player hasn't gone from Manchester United to Liverpool since the 60s. Like, you just don't do business with your rivals.
Yeah.
And so Jasper Laufelzand, he's a German kid. He played in some lower leagues over there, finished grad school and played for Pitt and college system here, drafted to RSL. He's so cool. We sat down with him for probably 30 minutes after practice the other day.
I mean, with a name like that.
Jasper Laufelzand. And he's probably going to slot in as the starting defensive midfielder day one in Portland. Super fun kid. The Rapids, God, I keep going back to last year. I really wish we weren't. It was so sad. The Rapids had the fewest tackles in Major League Soccer.
Wow.
And that means your defense didn't do its job.
Yeah.
And this
didn't
kid profiles
get the ball from the other team.
This guy profiles as a big time defensive midfielder who attacks the ball, chases people down. And actually, this is just a little side note on that. I was talking to Drew Moore, who's a Rapids legend, who put in the Gallery of Honor last year, about playing against Chris Armas in his in his time. And he said the scouting report was they hunt in packs. It was Jesse Marsh and Chris Armas together in a midfield, and they hunt in packs. And that was the thing, is like, they're going to pressure you and they're going to come after you, and it's going to be tough. And so the hope is that that Chris Armas level of defense, of hunting, of getting after the ball, forcing quicker decisions from the opposition, forcing them into bad passes, forcing them into rushed decisions, comes through in a guy like Loffelsen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to our friends at Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer DNVR, beer of the month here at the DNVR bar. The Avalanche Ale, all February long, it is the beer of the month here at the bar. If you're local, stop in corner of Colfax and York. We got Avalanche Ale on tap. Tons of other favorites from Breck Brew as well. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out their beer locator online, breckbrew.com. Type in your zip code, shows you exactly where to get a Breckenridge Brew, no matter where you are. Avalanche Amber, Mile High City for the Nuggets, Broncos Country Pale Ale for the Broncos, the Juice Drop IPA, one of my favorites. You can get them at your local liquor store, local grocery store. Just go to breckbrew.com, type in your zip code to find out where to get Breckenridge Brewery, no matter where you are.
Or just right downstairs.
Yeah. Behind the bar.
Yeah, just come hang out at the DNVR bar and drink some beers.
Yeah. Do we have any other storylines that you feel like will shape this Rapid season?
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be eyes on this team that normally weren't.
Okay.
It's the U.S. men's national team goals, right? Guys like Sammy Vines. You know, we already talked about Cole trying to make the Olympics roster. Zach Steffen trying to be back to being the starter in goal. He's kind of been the second, third, fourth option. Mihailovic continuing his run of play from when he was in the MLS to make that roster. The top end of the MLS roster. I mean, these are guys playing for Milan, Juventus.
The big
boys. Like some big time players. Yeah. But those tournament rosters go 25 deep, right? And you have, they're hosting Copa America this summer. So they're going to be playing Brazil. You know, they're going to be playing the big world stars in the in those South American teams.
Right.
Can you get into that roster? Can you make Paris in the Olympics? With at least four guys. Omir Fernandez has made camps before. Keegan Rosenberry, their captain, he's probably aged out of that now, but he's been in camps before. Greg Berhalter, the coach of the U.S. men's national team, is going to watch every Rapids game. Because gotcha. He has to. Because those are enough guys that are playing together on one field. Can they find some connection? Can they find chemistry? Can they go up together? Can they continue their chemistry from club to country? Mm-hmm. And to me, that is, it's not the biggest storyline, because the biggest storyline is redeeming last year. But, and can Chris Armas find redemption in his coaching career? But can these guys use the Rapids and use... You know, use can sound negative, but I don't think it is. I think, can they use these MLS games to elevate themselves in their careers?
Well, and also if they're elevating themselves to be on the national team radar, that means they're playing well.
Correct. That means the Rapids have found success and they're scoring goals, or they're stopping goals in the case of Zach Steffen. So that to me is a huge, huge, huge one. And then the biggest storyline that we haven't really hit on yet is who's going to score? The Rapids scored 26 goals last year.
Yeah.
They've scored 16 in their last three preseason games.
I was looking this up before we started, and I think I said it earlier, but Cole Bassett was the Rapids leading scorer last year. He scored six goals all year.
And that was coming off of Diego Rubio's 16 the year before.
Right.
Giassi Zardes had 9. He's now in Austin. Actually, they're both now in Austin. Austin's deciding to run back the 2022 Rapids as its own podcast. Interesting choice down there. So they, over the summer, the biggest move in that summer window, which in the MLS is not as big a deal as it is in world soccer, they brought in Rafael Navarro. Mm-hmm. Looks like Rafael Navarro, but it's Portuguese. We just call him Rafa.
Easy enough.
I am the worst. Yaya and Dwayne just give me shit on the podcast every week because I butcher a pronunciation. So Rafa, it's a loan to buy. So if he...
Well, don't start covering the NHL because that's even tougher.
There is no world where that would be okay for me to be on the Avs pod. if they deem it worthy of buying Rafa Navarro, if he is good enough to say... That loan went well. We're going to take that purchase option. It'd be $4.5 million. It would be the largest purchase in team history.
Okay.
So who will score? He only scored one goal last year. He needs to score probably 7 or 8 by July, which you got a lot of road games. You have 2 road games in Salt Lake before then. He needs to score.
Gotcha.
Cole Bassett, it's night and day with him. He from the end, not from the end of the season, but from the start of last season to now, leadership, presence on the field, respect in the locker room amongst his, like, he's walking around like he's the man. This is his team. He's from Colorado, and he should, because he is. He's going to score some goals. Jonathan Lewis, who was part of that 21 team, he's kind of one of the last guys left, like, especially in the attack. Contract year for him. Have not seen that guy in better shape than he is right now. That dude came into camp cut up, ready to play, ready to get another big contract in the MLS. He needs to score. The big signing from last offseason, Kevin Cabral, French wonder kid, Galaxy bought him for $6 million. Hasn't panned out. Mm. They're paying half of his salary for him to play for the Rapids.
Damn.
He only had 2 goals last year.
Uh-huh.
He is, without question, the fastest person I have seen play sports.
Wow.
And I've watched Ty Lawson play. You know, you've seen some Broncos who are fast. This guy.
What position is he?
He'll play mostly on the left wing.
Okay.
But he'll play across the top. Like if you know, something, if a weird injury happens,
he can
move
around.
He can play striker. He can play on the right. He can play on the left. Hands down, I've heard in just in practice, they've had races. And it's like, oh, him and Johnny Lewis, let's see who wins. Dusts him. Like, not close. This dude is as fat. He has every natural born talent you can possibly have. He has to be worth that contract. I mean, he has taken up even with
what's 6 million? You said 6 million?
It was 6 million then.
What's 6 million in the scale of MLS salaries? Like, so, is that at the high end?
Well, so
is
that was
middle?
Just his purchase fee. That was just to give him his MLS contract. He's making almost $2 million a year.
Okay.
Rapids are only paying half. And even with that, I think he's the second highest paid player on the team. If you only factor in what the Rapids are paying, he's the second highest paid player on the team.
So he's making a lot of money.
He's making a lot of money. $6 million now isn't exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But you look at guys like Thiago Almada in Atlanta, who was Young Player of the Year, big time name, looking at some European moves. You know, that's like a $10 million, $15 million player. Sure. So $6 million when he came over a few years ago was... Oh, like they think this guy's going to be an MLS.
That's a big price.
It's a big price.
For sure.
Didn't work. You really hope it's him. But, and I think the biggest thing is the Rapids have to score by committee this year. You need a guy like Mihailovic who can come in and challenge that single season assist record almost. I mean, he won't. That's Carlos Valderrama, club legend. He had 16 in 2002. Not going to hit 16. But if he gets double digit assists, that means that Omir Fernandez is scoring. That means Rafa's scoring. That means Cabral's scoring. You know, that means everyone is involved. Everyone's touching the ball. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me the most excited, is because you have the speed. You have Kevin, who's so fast. You have Lewis, who is so fast. You have Bassett, who just chases the ball everywhere. If you turn those turnovers like you're supposed to in this system, like if you really are pressing and counter-pressing and just keeping pressure up all game, these guys are going to walk into goals. Mm-hmm. They're so fast and physical. And the problem was that was the direction that the team was heading. And you had Robin Fraser playing, you know, late 90s, early 2000s MLS style. And
it sounds like, just did not fit the personnel of this team.
Right. So now you have these athletes. And I'm not kidding when I say that some of these guys, it's just crazy how fast they are, crazy how physical they are, how skilled they are with the ball at their feet. And now you have a guy who's like, hey, we're going to score goals. Like, this is what we're going to do. You're not going to see a 0-0 game at the Richard.
Oh, thank God.
You're not going to see a 0-0. You're not going to see 26 goals. And so to me, that is the other biggest storyline, is just who's going to score. And man, if Rafa makes it worth it, that $4.5 million, like if he scores 8 goals, you don't even think about $4.5 million.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You don't even think, because then you're on track for, like, you could break the single season record.
Right.
Right. And to me, that's all of it. So
gotcha. My last question for you.
Okay.
As we wrap up, what are realistic expectations for this team this year in terms of where they'll finish in the standings?
Sure.
Like, how good can they be realistically? I mean, we know you're throwing down a bet on them to win it all, but
because I'm a lunatic.
Realistically, if you're a Rapids fan,
yeah,
what should your expectations be from this team this year?
One, you win Rocky Mountain Cup.
Okay. That's a big bullet point.
Win Rocky Mountain Cup. Win one of these first two games in Salt Lake. They get two in Salt Lake before the one at home.
Okay.
Win Rocky Mountain Cup.
Are those early in the season?
They're both before 4th of July.
Okay.
I think one's in March, one's in June.
Okay.
There's so many things going on in my head with these season previews, but I'm pretty sure that's when it is. Win one of those.
Sure.
And then so you can win at home, right? And then second, you make the playoffs. And I think, you know, we might have gotten over our skis a little bit when these hype signings happened. And we were saying host a playoff game. But if you go from bottom of the West to 6th.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you're in a position where they were last year and you make the playoffs this year, that one-year turnaround, that seems like it would be deemed a success, right?
My guy Kevin says home playoff game or bust. I don't know if home playoff game or bust, but definitely playoffs or bust. It's a failure if you don't make the playoffs. With the talent you brought in and Porrick Smith being on his third head coach that he's chosen, mm-hmm. and you know, he's been so adamant about our style, the players we're looking for, and the way we want to play at altitude, aka how he wants his team to play at altitude, this is it. This is your chance. If you don't put up, there's going to be major changes over there. So gotcha. playoffs. I hope it's a home playoff game. That would be 4th in the West because one gets a bye. If you're that last home team, great. But if you're 5th or 6th, you had an amazing season.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Let's go.
You got me excited, man. New coach, new influx of players who all seem to be playing the style that this coach wants to play.
Yep.
Seems like there's a lot of organizational alignment, way more than there's been in years past.
Big time. The Kroenke way, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Malone and Booth and Connolly before him aligned. You look at Bednar and Sakic aligned. You look at Les Snead and McVay in LA aligned. And I think they finally found that.
Love it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Mitch, thanks for coming on, man, and dropping some knowledge.
Thank you so much.
If you're watching, throw us a quick thumbs up. If you're listening to this as a podcast, leave us a quick review. And we'll be back next time with another guest on the Denver Sports Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.